This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Biden promises to withdraw troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
U.S. officials announced on Tuesday, April 13th, that on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, President Joe Biden is going to withdraw all 2,500 troops from Afghanistan, bringing an end to the endless war. In February 2020, the Taliban reached an agreement with the Trump administration that they would halt attacks and agree to peace talks with the Afghan government in exchange for the United States' commitment to a complete withdrawal by May 2021. Over the past year, U.S. military commanders have reported that attacks on U.S. troops have largely paused, but Taliban attacks on Afghans have increased. Now, President Biden's decision to defy the May 1st deadline could cause the risk of retaliation from the Taliban, but could also allow for the safe and orderly withdrawal of American troops in coordination with NATO allies. In late March, President Biden said that it's going to be hard to meet the May 1st deadline, just in terms of tactical reasons. It's hard to get those troops out. And if we leave, we are going to do so in a safe and orderly way. The Biden administration is committing to go to zero troops, and that a conditional withdrawal would be a recipe for staying in Afghanistan forever. The only forces that would remain would be the ones needed to protect U.S. diplomats in the country. An intelligence community report issued Tuesday, April 13th, addressed the global challenges for the next year, saying that prospects for a peace deal in Afghanistan are low, and warned that the Taliban is likely to make gains on the battlefield. If the coalition withdraws support, they speculate that the Afghan government will struggle to control the Taliban. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.